Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So in the theme of your conference, I mean, in that worship song just says, arise and shine. So wherever you are tonight, in your life, your family, your employee, your relationship or lack of it or circumstance, the Lord is saying to us, arise out of what could seem like a setback, because God has prepared the greatest comeback for your life going through Christmas now into 2022. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Arise, for the glory of God has come upon you. And I thought about it, that, you know, when people are arising and shining, they're actually doing something. So in Christendom and in churches and Christians, they're saying, oh, I'm on fire this, I'm on fire that, I'm arising, I'm shining. But what are you actually doing? Because to shine and excel in something, you'll do something. So I want to speak to you tonight on divine innovation. Say innovation.
Innovation.
It's a Bible word. I mean, Jesus was the greatest innovator and still is ever. And I want to speak from the life of one of God's great innovators tonight, Samson. And you'll see how the spirit of innovation can destroy darkness, can bring in light, and can help you advance into 2022 and 2023. Say amen.
Amen.
You don't need to keep listening to what the news is saying. We've already had the final update before Christmas. Relax, but start planning some divine creative innovation into 2022. Challenge convention and be unconventional. Do things that other people aren't doing. Don't be a copycat. Yeah, the Bible remains the same. Jesus does the Spirit, does the anointing. But even people who inspire us in the things of God inspire us to be unique and be everything that God has called us to be. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, when you live like this, you'll be a bit misunderstood by maybe 3%. 97% will love you. 3% will be jealous, hate you, don't like you. But you'll be misunderstood, but that's okay. Being understood is overrated. Say amen.
Amen.
God understands you. And just to challenge you, if we keep doing the same things with the same people in the same places and expecting new breakthroughs and different things, Einstein calls that insanity. We need to do new things with new people, new ways to get new things. Say amen. And just by doing new things with new people, new ways, life becomes exciting and not boring and not mediocre. An enemy called average. Original. Innovatory. I'm talking about innovation now. Innovational, new, novel, fresh, unconventional, unorthodox, off-center, unusual, unfamiliar. Your life will be rare in 2022. Unprecedented, avant-garde, experimental, inventive, ingenious. That's what the Spirit of God does in our lives. Amen. Mm-hmm. Invent new things. Invent new software. Invent new books. Write new books. Lord have mercy, I've just had a new power journal come out. It's on Amazon. I did it in about a week. Why? Because I'm innovating and want others to innovate. Why should I use other people's prayer journals? Write your own. Say amen.
Amen.
Invent new and better. I'll read some scripture, then I'll just launch off this. Are you excited? You feel the anointing? Judges 15, 15 to 17, Bible. This is Samson. He found, he was surrounded by thousands in the desert. They had swords, shields, spears, everything. He had nothing on him. He was unexpected, like some of you feel at times. But whenever things come against you or things are going for you, you've always got things in and around your life. Innately, gifting, skill, anointing is all in you, and it can come out of you. And things that are in and around your life, excellence is doing the best we can with what we've got. Tonight, we're straight through our laptop. We're not through our Canon high-definition TV camera because we just couldn't get it working in time. But that's okay. This is excellent. We've got good lighting. I've got my beautiful wife. I've got a globe behind me. I've got All You Need Is Love assembly. So it's looking good. That is excellence. Say amen.
Amen.
So he was being attacked on every side, Samson, but he didn't give up. He didn't give in. He looked down to his feet. Listen to this. And he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey. So he reached out his hand and took it and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps. Because when he destroyed the enemy, he got all the blessings. He would have had all the blessings they had. Say amen.
Amen.
With the jawbone of a donkey, I have struck down 1,000 men. Come on, stop saying you're under attack. Say, I'm on the attack. When he finished speaking, this is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible, he threw the jawbone from his hand, and he named that place Ramath Lehi, Hill of the Jaw, Judges 15 to 17. Think about it. So what he did, he took what he had. It looked like, well, it was thrown away. It was dry. It was rotting. It was in the desert. It could have been stinky. But he took it, and the anointing of God came upon him and came upon that, and he took out 1,000 Philistines. Say amen.
Amen.
What has God put in your hand or near your hand, and what is it that's a bit unusual and a bit unlikely? Why do we have to keep doing the same things that everybody else is doing? A friend of mine in Warrington has set up a ministry. He's called it Isaiah 61. But he's reaching out, and he's branded it, sir, you like this. Good spiritual health is good mental health. He's getting people in coming doing testimonies. So he's reaching out. People are coming in, getting ministered to, saved, healed, and delivered. But he's branded it totally differently. Good spiritual health, good mental health. So he's drawing in all the mental health community to the glory of God. That is called innovation. Say amen.
Amen.
My dear friend John Fury, who I led to the Lord in Warrington in 2014, he's the dad of Tyson Fury. And he asked me to pray. He said, Terry, pray for my son. I said, okay, because I was leading him to the Lord. I said, what's his name? He said, Tyson Fury. And I had no clue who he was. He said, he's a boxer. I said, okay, give me a hand. Pray for you. Prayed for John. Prayed for Tyson. And of course, 2015, everybody had heard of John Fury and Tyson Fury. He became the heavyweight champion of the world. Then he, once he'd ascended the hill of success, he couldn't go any higher. So he drank, he took drugs, he got overweight. He was in a mess, mental health issues, wanted to kill himself. And he got on his knees one day and he prayed. And he says that casting all your care on him because he cares for you, or give your burdens unto Jesus. You know, and he said, his yoke of lightness and ease came upon him. And from that day on, he walked, he couldn't run. He was too fat. He was a fatty. Some of us need to lose weight going into 2022. Say out your amen. And don't get offended. Come on. I'm here to irritate you into higher levels of kingdom living, Zoe life, and let your light shine because the glory of God has come. Some people can't let the light shine because they're laid on the sofa eating Doritos all night and watching Netflix. Say, out your amen, like Tyson was. Anyway, so he started to walk. He couldn't jog. Then he jogged. He got fit. He got fit. And he got a trainer called Ben Davidson. And Ben moved in with him, coached him, worked on his fitness. Some of us need to work on our fitness. He worked on his diet. Some of us need to work on our diet. And he worked on his health and fitness and his mindset. Say amen.
Amen.
And he helped him. And he went 2015 and he took out the undisputed heavyweight Klitschko. And Tyson became heavyweight champion of the world. Some of you are going to become heavyweight champions of the world in your chosen field this year. Say amen. I keep looking at the camera. I should look down here. In 2015, sorry, Tyson did it. In 2022, you're going to do it in chosen fields of innovation around your life. It might be in engineering if you're Nigerian. It may be doctor or lawyer or minister or branding or books or entrepreneurship or kingdom. But you're going to innovate and do new things. You need to lose the old to bring in the new. Don't be mediocre. Be excellent in what you do. Become elite. become world class. What happened then was, as Tyson was preparing for his fight with Wilder, the Black Bomber, say amen, he decided it was time to part company with Ben Davidson. Now, some people would say, oh, that's not very Christian. No, he amicably split from Ben Davidson and went with Sugar Hill, who'd raised other champions. And Tyson said, we amicably split because I wanted to upgrade my offensive output. Everybody say offensive output.
Offensive.
I'm going to upgrade it. Stop being on the defensive. Oh, I'm under attack. Oh, the devil's after me. Oh, Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, has got off his throne and come all the way to Liverpool to torment you. Come on, you're a legend in your own lifetime. Get on the offensive. Lift up the jawbone of an ass and start taking the devil out. The blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the promises of God, and innovate. Use something different. Do something different. Move home. Get a new building. Get a new car. Write a new book. Come on, get some new, fresh ideas from heaven. Because the glory of God has come, and then we arise and we shine. Say amen. Somebody say he's preaching good tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need to upgrade and innovate and get upgraded relationships around our life. The last two people we've heard speak was, the last three, really, was John Fury,
yeah,
Tyson Fury, we met these guys, and Tim Story. These are world-class people, world shakers and history makers. And you, if you're the biggest person in the room, you need to get in another room now and again to get mediocrity, come on, to get lack and poverty ministered out of you. Lack and poverty will feel uncomfortable around anointed people of God. Mm-hmm. And God will use some people who some people won't think are anointed. Mm-hmm. If somebody's a heavyweight champion of the world, they've got something to say. Success leaves clues. Say amen. The heavyweight anointing. Hallelujah. That's what glory means. It means the weight of God. Well, I want the heavyweight of God, don't you?
Amen.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. No, this big light of mine, big light. Hallelujah. Say big light.
Big light.
Big light. Say full beam, not half dip. Don't be a half dip going into 2022. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing of God so strong. It's time to innovate. It's time to create. It's time to throw out the old and do things new ways like you are doing already.
Mm-hmm.
You're using new broadcasting software. That's good. I like it. Keep upgrading. Keep innovating. Keep learning new things. Study something new. Don't just, you know, oh, we're going, we might have some more restrictions first 2 weeks in January. Well, register for a course. Do something new. Connect with bigger people. Connect with wider things. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The greatest example of a person with the spirit innovation is the ultimate man of vision, Jesus Christ. During his time on earth, he demonstrated the same innovative spirit as the Heavenly Father. Think about our Heavenly Father, what he created. Flowers. He created us all different. Nobody's the same. Even identical twins are different.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in performing miracles, he used a variety of approaches to solve problems. Use a variety of approaches. And team, don't keep going to pastor and saying, oh, this problem, oh, that problem. Bring innovative solutions. Bring him solutions. Say amen.
Amen.
Innovative, creative, new ones. He healed the blind man using several different methods. He laid his hand on Bartimaeus, said, what can I do for you? He spat in the mud on another and put that in. So Jesus never did anything the same. He changed all the time. And so should be the same with you. People should not know what you're going to do next.
Come on.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We were looking. I saw this funding stream to apply for, and I applied for it. I was praying for it to do some community development work. And I'd applied for it. Of course, we're praying and believing God and doing what we're doing. And I was sat there watching this television show on God TV with Jill and her dad. It was called The Chase. Has anybody seen it? It's not on God TV. It's a joke. But three of them won £90,000. And as soon as they'd won £90,000, the power of God hit me. I started weeping in joy. Jill said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, the power of God's on me." And I said, "Within 2 weeks, we will have 90K. Say amen.
Amen.
And within 2 weeks, we've got the equivalent of 90K. Now, that 90K has multiplied and multiplied and multiplied, because that was just for 10 staff. Then we got 20 staff. Then we got 30 staff. Then we got 40, then 50, then 60. We now have 65 staff. Say amen. What are they doing, Terry? People said, "Oh, Terry, what are they going to do?" Well, if you need to ask questions what people are going to do, get a life. Come on. Develop the community. We've employed community development workers to do what it says on the tin, to develop communities from Derby all the way to Glossop, Chesterfield, Alfreton, Matlock, Ashbourne. Anywhere else, Jill?
Glossop,
Buxton.
There's going to be Belper soon.
And Belper soon into 2022. Say amen. What are you doing, Terry? Innovating. We're doing youth work. We're reaching lots of people. We're doing community development coffee mornings. Say amen. We've got a food bank going. We're moving into supported housing. Say amen. We've been building websites. Hallelujah. We've been doing all kinds of stuff, building databases. We've been inviting mayors and building relationship with MPs. Say amen. Amen. Hitting every strata of society. We are innovating. Say amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isn't the Lord good?
That's good.
It's time to innovate, guys. I'm doing good here. Oh. I'm only on 25 past Joe.
Wow, you're doing great.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But a warning, you will become ingenious. You'll become ingenious. You'll see things that other people don't see, and you'll start moving towards them. And you'll get a little bit of opposition, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. Forgive, bless, delete, block, and go. Amen. Build, create. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. People will misunderstand you. I've told you that. That's okay. Don't deal with those who misunderstand you. Mm-hmm. Don't feel the need to keep explaining yourself. People who understand you, other divine strategic partners know. We've had divine innovation, and then you'll need the right partners, like Pastor Fola and Warola. They understand us. We're on the same page. We're innovating. Say amen.
Amen.
Keep innovating. Keep record breaking. We have broke records all across Derbyshire. We've broke records in the local job centre, the winning awards. Amen. Amen. I think we've ministered to the most people in Derbyshire this last month. Mm-hmm. We've done four big outreaches called Christmas Fest. We gave a TV away, a turkey, toys, food hampers, cash cards, to draw a crowd, to reach the community. We had fun events,
yeah,
and then we called them all to Christ. Say amen.
Amen.
And I'd rather minister to people like that in the community than religious coneheads. Religious Christians who don't want to change, the whingy, the grumpy knickers, the grumpy boxer shorts. No, come on. And we've ministered to all these people in the communities, and I'll tell you, they're smiling, they're happy, they've got joy, they're feeling the peace of God, the power of God, and they're getting blessed. What have you done, Terry? We've been innovating. And I tell you, going into 2022, we're doing bigger, newer, out of the box. I tell you, we're going to meet in the unconventional places. I didn't want to hire churches. I didn't want to really do that. We hired community halls. We had theatres. We've been in two theatres.
We
meet in a theatre. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on. The glory of God has come upon you, so rise and let your light shine. Go into places. It was interesting because when we first was meeting, we met years ago in this one theatre, a local vicar said, "Oh, it's very dark in that area, Terry. Be careful, it's dark." I said, "I feel the power of God rising up within me, just like Reinhard Bonnke. Come on. Say amen. Say, I feel the power of God." Come on, Jill.
"I feel the power of God
rising up
rising up
within me.
Within me.
Hallelujah. This is not just for Isaiah. Back in the Old Testament, this is for Uzziah. Isaiah. Isaiah. Amen.
Come on.
Come on. Characteristics of true innovators. Who's a true innovator?
Come on.
Come on. Say amen in Nigerian. If you want Chinese food next week. True innovators have the ability to think outside the box. Keep thinking outside the box. Stop thinking within the little religious confines of Instagram and what all these people are posting. No, above and beyond. Follow other people on Instagram. Follow some thought leaders. Ah, woo! Come on, follow some thought leaders in innovation, in leadership, in finance, in business, in elite sport. Stop following religious coneheads who post all the same stuff and do the same things. Boring. Not interested. Love Assembly. Love Assembly. I'm feeling it. I'm spitting it. Love Assembly. Come rap with me. Innovate with me. You got to be free. True innovators learn from experience, but they never live by it. So we've learned from all our experiences, but they help us launch into new areas and do new things. We don't keep doing the same thing. We're not born again, stay the same. Mm-hmm. We have a template of success, but then we throw a sprinkling of innovation on it, and it looks different. It sounds different. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. Somebody say, I'm an innovator. I'm writing new songs.
Amen.
I'm dressing differently. I'm wearing a teddy bear coat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because it's me. Say amen.
Amen.
True leaders possess the capacity to combine old ideas and concepts to new ideas and create new results. Everything we've learned in the past, all the jawbones we've got, we now throw the anointing of God on them. And they become new.
Come on.
Say amen. So all the lessons that life has taught you and the Lord has taught you going into 2022, you're going to do it differently. You'll look differently. People won't recognize you. Say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody say woo.
Woo. Woo.
True innovative leaders never believe there is only one way to accomplish any task. Because if you think there's only one way to accomplish it, if you can't do it that way, it's, we can't do it. Oh, no, there's always a way. I'll always find a way. And people around me will always find a way. I will get 10 crates of Brussels sprouts, parsnips and turnips in my car, won't I?
Yes.
Some people are looking, think you'll never do it. I'll say, no, I'll do it. I had a BMW Z3 sports car. And I bought a sofa and a chair, and I balanced them on the back of it. I put the roof down and balanced them. What was you doing? I was innovating. True innovators have a can-do mentality. It can be done. It will be done. It shall be done. It is done. Amen. So true innovators are never really satisfied with boring, an enemy called boring, average. You're always thinking and creating and planning and doing new things. Amen.
Amen.
It makes life exciting. We're going into all the world. Come on. Okay, so you've got 10 clients who you're working with. Well, get 20, get 30, get 40. Raise leaders up from within those clients. Employ people. Say amen. Study leadership. Study management. Come on. Arise. Come on. The glory of the God is on you. Rise and shine. Say amen.
Amen.
True innovative leaders are never prisoners of tradition. We're never prisoners of tradition. Well, we meet on Sunday at 10 o'clock, Sunday at 6, and Wednesday at 7. Well, change it. Why stay the same? Now, some things are good. I understand. Why not meet on a Saturday night? Amen. Why not meet on a Tuesday night? Come on, don't shout me down. Yeah, meet on a Sunday, but if you do something on a Tuesday, then, because most Christians are doing stuff on a Wednesday and a Sunday, you're going to get a lot more new influence on a Tuesday. We have got a Bible Academy going tonight with leaders, Pastor Richard and Linda Brown. They're broadcasting now, sharing the gospel, sharing the word. Say amen.
Amen.
Why? Tuesday night. Because all the other leaders are sleeping eating Doritos, watching Netflix. Say amen. Amen. You've got to do something you've never done before to get somewhere you've never been before. Say amen. You should be writing these things down. True innovative thinkers and leaders always break tradition. They are divine disruptors. You invite me into your church or your business or your life, and I'm going to turn some tables over. I'm going to kill some religious cows and make a barbecue and make teriyaki beef sauce. It's Chinese. Hallelujah. With some Jalfrezi rice. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to break tradition. Oh, well, you know, we have a barn dance every Christmas. A barn dance? You should be spitting lyrics and rapping and getting Noah doing a rap concert and getting Noah down with them youth and doing getting Noah doing a TV show. Come on, don't shout me down, and reaching out to them young people. Funny, humor, use humor. Use new ways. Use Noah. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We started going into job centers. I was doing more meetings in job centers than churches. Most job centers in Derbyshire. And I'd go in and they'd line me up en masse interviews. I'm not Roman Catholic, en masse. 10, 20 people. I'd do a presentation on our charity, on myself, the job, and then we'd do Q&A, and then we'd interview and sign people up on the spot. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a prophetic TV show. Don't call it prophetic. If you call it prophetic, you'll get people 25 stone in a leotard, waving a flag, dancing round, and shabba-dabba-do, shabba-dabba-don't, shabba-shabba-mite, shabba-shabba-bright. No, they're talking rubbish, a lot of these prophetic people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to inform you, a lot of this prophetic stuff is pathetic stuff because they're doing nothing. They don't understand personal relationships, kindness, common sense. Common sense, that's an oxymoron. Use some common sense and you'll be an innovator. I'll tell you, there's not much of it about these days. Get some wisdom from heaven and apply it. Say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. You'll be a record breaker. You'll be a world champion in 2022. Say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm doing well. I've got 4 minutes left. I've got so many notes here. I'm going to write a book on this. It's got to be a book. Who likes the message in the ministry tonight?
Come on.
Come on. Create, innovate. Going into 2022, I feel the anointing. Just receive this. Create. Innovate new things with new people in new places, spaces, and faces. Challenge convention, be unconventional, be excellent. Build your competences, build your character. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish with this one quote, and you'll like this, then we're going to pray. There's a guy called David Foster. I've never heard of him, which was unusual. I studied the lives of very successful people, especially in the creative arts. David Foster, he discovered Buble. He really helped Whitney Houston. Many, many artists. Do you remember any of the artists, Jill? He worked with David Foster. Celine you should Dion. Watch it. Celine Dion. He discovered Celine Dion. He worked with big artists. He's won the most Grammys. Amazing guy. And one day, he went to Quincy Jones, who Quincy Jones was like the bishop, you know what I mean? And he still is, he's still alive, Quincy Jones. So he goes to Quincy Jones and he gives him an album when CDs were out. And he said, here, Quincy. He said, but track three, it's a bit. He said, track seven, the guitar's a bit not too good. And Quincy said to him, and you need people who'll say stuff like this in your life. And I'll say it, and Pastor Fole will say it, and he'll say it in more authority and anointing going into 2022. He said, David Foster, never give me anything in your name with your name on it and give me excuses. And I say that to people. Mm-hmm. I say it to all of you tonight. Never give anything to your pastor or your boss or yourself or your wife or your husband or your future wife or husband. Never give anybody anything with your name on it and say and make excuses. Do it excellently. Do it great. Now, thankfully, he did not get offended, Jill.
Yeah.
He took it on board, and from that day on, he did things excellently. And I tell you, world shaker, history maker, and that's what you are. Don't bring anything to pastor or your boss or your mum or anybody in your life with excuses on it.
Mm-hmm.
Give them excellence. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'd like to keep going. I've got lots more notes, but anyway, we praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Lift your hands towards heaven. That's where our help comes from.
Yes.
Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Going into 2022.
Going into 2022.
I'm going to create.
I'm going to create.
I'm going to innovate.
I'm going to innovate.
Let the spirit of innovation.
Let the spirit of innovation
come upon me now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. I'm going to destroy darkness.
I'm going to destroy darkness.
With the jawbone of an ass.
With the jawbone.
Jill speaking in tongues. It can be a pen. It can be a piece of wood. It can be new software. It can be paper. It can be anything. It can be your car. Whatever it is, it can be your laptop. It can be your phone. Start create. Don't wait till you've got something else. Work with what you've got in 2022 in the name of Jesus. By the power of God. And as you do, God will increase you.
Yes.
Do everything most excellently, and God will add excellence upon excellence, because the glory is excellent.
Yes.
The glory that's come upon you when you rise and shine, it pushes out mediocrity, pushes out excuses, and it brings in innovation, creativity, wealth, healing, power, whole communities touched and shaken by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Even creative evangelism, even innovative evangelism, new ways. We're doing things that have never been done before, and they are working.
Mm.
Now is the time, my friends. Now is the time, because the glory of God is upon you, and you're moving in divine innovation this Christmas and into 2022 in the name of Jesus. And then Samson threw the jawbone away. He wasn't going to use it again. His next destination, he wouldn't use that same jawbone. He wouldn't use the same method. He wouldn't work with the same people. He wouldn't do things the same way. He'd do them differently again. And that's how you work in the anointing. And innovation is like jumping off a cliff. Oh! You take your shirt off and you use it as a parachute on the way down. You make it up as you go along by the Spirit of God. Can you say amen? We love you.
Pastor. Wow.
Woo! Wow.
That was wow. Right. Before I say anything, people, let's get practical. You know, one of the things, thank you so much for that, Terry and Jill. What a combination. What a great innovative couple. Great things you're doing. You know, 2 a.m. last night, in the morning, I told you, I was up watching your one of your broadcasts. And quite interesting. Before we get on, let's get practical. See? We hear messages like this, we're pumped up, we're fired up. Come on, let's get into the nitty-gritty. Let's get into the practical. Don't just say, yes, well done, Pastor Terry. That was wow. That was great. Excuse me. Let's get our hands dirty. Let's learn how to get the hands dirty. Let's learn how to put our hands on the plow and not look back.
Amen.
We have questions. You have a question. You have some things you want to ask. We would like you at this stage, at this point. Terry and Jill are not going anywhere until I say so. That's innovation. So slide up though. If you go on Google Chrome, just type in sli.do. It's going to come up. It's going to ask you for a hashtag. Type in J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. That is the hashtag. And you can start asking your questions. We will start checking them out. right? You've heard this message and you have some questions. There's a question already, right? We're talking about being creative. We're talking about being innovative. You know, Terry and Jill, from your experience and from the things you've seen, what are the greatest hindrances that can stop people from being innovative, from being creative?
The greatest hindrances. I think one of the greatest hindrances is our own mindset and our own fear of failure. So then that paralyzes you from doing something really innovative, because when you innovate, it's new and you don't know what's going to happen, who's going to show up, and it's going to impact. So you've got to get rid of the fear of failure. It doesn't really matter, because good innovators, they'll then just tweak it and innovate again. So you keep innovating, and innovation is a journey. It's not a destination or an arrival. So I think for me, I think one of the greatest hindrances is fear of failure. And once you break that, it becomes easy and it becomes first nature then. What would you say, Jill? Hindrances to innovation?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Also, sometimes hanging around the wrong people. People that are bringing you down, not encouraging you.
Resistant to change.
Yeah, people that don't want to... that maybe they don't want to change, so will be resistant to you changing as well. So I think that's not always easy, because that can sometimes be people that are close to you.
Yes.
It can be people in your family, people that you've been friends with for a long time. It doesn't mean that you stop being friends, but it may be that you have to change the way that you're doing some things. And that's not always easy, because that can bring disappointment or people... not misunderstanding you know.
It's you're in a circle. Yeah. It's really who you let close to you and have close fellowship with you, because true innovators can only really live and be around innovators and around people who understand them and let them be them. So you may have to make some adjustments in some relationships with can't do people, or people are always negative or depressed or don't want to get victory and breakthrough. You can't innovate with people like that, really.
Right, I can pick some things you said there. Mindset, our mindset, and the fear of failure. These things can kill, stop us, hinder us from being creative and bringing in to being new innovations. There's something you said here. Awesome. Keep innovating. It's a journey. It's not a destination. Yeah. So you have to keep on, you know, you use the word tweak. Try this, try that. You never know what's going to happen. Just keep doing it.
Can I just add to that, Pastor? Sorry. Yeah. The two examples we used, Jesus and Samson, if you notice, Samson was alone in the desert. Jesus was genuinely alone a lot of the time, and he went and spent a lot of time alone, as we know. So true innovators, you got to get used to going the journey alone. And you don't need affirmation, and you don't always need somebody to give you permission. And it's learning to live from that aloneness, where you do get close to God and draw everything you can from God, but draw everything out of yourself that is in you. It's a lonely journey at times, but God will be with you and encourage you.
Very good, strong balance there. Get ready to journey alone with God.
Yes.
Very, very important, because, you know, one of the things, again, that you realize with some people is, I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care. I don't care. And they don't even care what God thinks too. So they start doing things alone in a rebellious way.
No, rebellion is witchcraft. And of course, lone rangers make weird strangers. So true innovators are not weird. They can relate to people. They receive instruction and leadership from the leaders and ministers. And in the workplace, they'll honor and respect leadership. So all good innovative leadership comes out of, you know, being under authority.
All right, please, people, you can keep your questions coming. Again, the questions, you can type it anonymously. And if you are bold enough to be innovative, don't go on Slido, type it on the comments in Facebook Live if you're on this broadcast through Facebook, or you type it on the YouTube comment section, right? You don't mind people knowing it's you asking the question. But if you want to, you know, ask anonymously, Slido gives you that opportunity. And the hashtag again is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, capital J-E-S-U-S. Next question is, how do I shine God's light in a dark industry full of ungodliness without compromising and standing for holiness in PC? I don't know what PC means. PC can mean...
correct.
PC can also mean police constable.
Yeah.
Now that's me being innovative now. All right, evil culture like fashion. Okay, what would you say?
I'll have a go answering it, then Jill can have a go. I think, I mean, and you've heard me speak on it before, pleasant boundaries. I always use the phrase pleasant boundaries. So you let your light shine within any dark industry, because the world's dark anyway. I mean, that scripture says the darkness is covering the earth, which it is. It's two kingdoms. Darkness, kingdom of light. But as we walk in the light, as he's the light, we can set boundaries and we can say, well, I don't like you speaking like that to me or around me. Or I think when you're just walking closer with God and keeping good character and being kind and considerate, then by definition, you're walking in the light and darkness is being dispelled all around you. You know what I'm saying? And you don't need to be friendly with, you know, ungodliness or anything that's dark. I mean, you know, I've walked in some very dark, what people would call dark places in entertainment, music industry, media. I've, you know, been in prisons ministering with John Fury, I told you in 2014. And I think you've just got to be who you are and not be afraid to express who you are and just be yourself, you know? I mean, we've pioneered in this area, Derbyshire, people say, oh, it's full of witchcraft and it's terrible in this, you know. There's not many drugs or prostitution around here, but there's a lot of, you know, witchcraft and all that kind of stuff around here. But we've just been kind, blessed people, been kind and blessed people, prayed big, pray huge, pray all the time, worship all the time behind the scenes, and then just make friends with people, get to know them, minister to the needs. And that's the way that you break darkness. And also, it's a mindset. Think about it. If I say I'm working in a dark industry, well, we're going against scripture, because arise, your light has come, the glory of the Lord is all around you. So again, that's a mindset. No, the mindset is, I'm taking light in here wherever I go, the lightness of God. And again, it's mindset. You know, people can magnify the dark or glorify. If you keep talking about darkness, you're glorifying darkness. And I'm sorry, not to the person answering the question, but people who are always on about, I'm under attack by the devil and the darkness this and the darkness that. I say you're a devil worshiper. You talk more about the devil than you do about the Lord and the glory of the God and the anointing, you know, and what God's doing. So God is always doing great things. The glory of the Lord is around you. So like the scripture says, arise in that environment and shine. Just let your light shine before men, like Jesus said. And also, don't curse the darkness, Corrie ten Boom said. Light a candle. You go and light a candle and the darkness dispels, you know? Amen?
Amen. I like what you said about mindset. It's, you know, I look at it from this perspective. If my mind is set...
Yeah.
Who set it? Who set it? That's one. And that means I can also reset. Now, this is the mindset here. Rather than saying you said it at the start, and I've noted that strongly, rather than keep saying I'm under attack. Why not say I'm on the attack?
I'm on the attack because so many Christians, and you'll know it as a pastor, they make excuses, they blame other people, and they blame the devil. All the time. And if they keep blaming the devil and magnifying the devil, they're a devil worshiper. So I think a great thing to bring is personal responsibility. Personal responsibility is huge. And taking personal responsibility for our light shining and our mindset, and then what comes out of our mouth is what's in our hearts. So it's setting our mind and setting our hearts on the glory of God, on what God's doing, on worshiping him, on magnifying the Lord, you know, and just living a good, upright life and being kind and being yourself. And you'll break darkness everywhere you go. That's what we are. We are the light of the world, Jesus said. We. Come on.
Can I answer that question?
Yes, go on, Jill.
I've actually worked within retail and within fashion, so I'm not sure of the perspective of this one. But what you've got to remember is that the Lord loves every single person. So don't focus on the things you want to change about that person. You want to bring the atmosphere. You want to bring what you want to that to the table. So if there is a lot of negativity or people talking, don't engage with that. Be yourself. So you don't have to come down. You can bring others up. So when there's conversations that aren't savory, that are not good, don't join in. Just smile, walk away. And you keep your words and you keep your actions at the level that you want to create that culture around you. So if there is all that talk and it's not good, then just walk away. Just smile. And people will get the message after a while. I used to find that people wouldn't tell me certain things. They wouldn't have certain conversations in front of me. Or, you know, you want to be real, allow people to be themselves, and then, right, okay, we're focused now. We're here to do a job. We're here to do this. So just don't allow yourself and the atmosphere around you to go that direction. You can make choices. We don't have to be led by other people's decisions and choices, and we're not there to judge those people. We're there to bring the light and to love them and to bring the gospel to them, the good news.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Thank you very much for that. Just create the atmosphere you want. You bring your light to the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. More questions coming, please. If you have questions, again, it's on slide.do hashtag Jesus. Okay, so we have more questions. Another question here, okay? All right, let's just say, what analogy would you draw from throwing away of the jawbone after the great exploit? I think you mentioned something about that, because that scripture itself stood out to me. Now, wait a minute. He uses the jawbone, which is like an innovation. No one's ever done that before, Daniel, right? And then after he does that, he throws away the jawbone. Do you want to elaborate more on that?
Yes, I will do. So, for example, say I'd wrote a book, and I'd wrote this book in a certain style and way, and using software, and using this, and using that editor, and doing this, and this publishing company. And I thought, great, I've written a book here, it's all worked out. But then for the next book, I wouldn't use all the stuff I'd used before. I'd believe God and explore other ways of doing it, which are more excellent, which are better, which are new, which are more creative. So, and even planting a church or doing a business or a ministry or an outreach or an inreach, or, you know, let's make this practical, like you say, that what worked in the past, now the principles are still good, but to innovate, you're up for using new things, new people, new places, you know, just open to the new. So, and it's not using your old safety net. It's like I said, jumping off a cliff, not physically, and then you realize, oh, I need a parachute. So you take your shirt off and you land, you know what I'm saying? So if you did that again, you might not use your shirt. You might use your jacket. You know what I mean? No, I don't know. You might grab a tree. So it's just that you're not, you're open to innovation and doing things differently, meeting in different places, you know, doing business in new places, doing business with different people, trying to impact a new sphere. You know, things like this. And it's like, if that was me, and I did, you know, the jawbone of an ass, you know, and used it, then I might write a book on it. I might do a video on it. I might do this and do that on it. Samson didn't. He threw it away. But he knew when he got to the next place that the same innovation that was in him and what was around him, he could pick up and use. And it might be better. It might be the leg of a donkey next time. It might be the leg of a camel with two humps on it so he can kill twice as many people. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's just being open to new, different ways. And I'm only really scratching the surface on this. I'm really just scratching the surface because I'm going into 2022 and I'm going to innovate like never before. And I'll tell you, I've just written a planning journal with all scriptures in it, a three-month planning journal, and I'm going to get out of the box with myself, my wife, my team, and we are going to innovate. We're going to do some crazy stuff, I'm telling you. But if ever God needed his new divine strategic innovators, it's in now going into 2022. Come on, isn't it?
That's right.
It's a whole new playing field. It's a whole new way of doing things. There's whole new income streams. There's whole new models of doing things. And I'm excited. I mean, you guys are great. I'm so proud of you using the software that you're using, StreamYard, and using with Slido, all this. This is innovating. This is great. And sometimes it's good. I'm sorry, and Jesus said it. Sometimes it's good to look at the world and see what they're doing and think, right, I'm going to do this for the kingdom and do it better. I mean, you know, the world are doing great things and are using innovation and technology and business models and methods. And the church scrimping around, you know, come on, let's innovate.
Thank you very much. You know, you were talking about the jawbone of a donkey.
Yeah.
Last year when you were with us, Terry, you spoke about the donkey from Liverpool.
Yes,
I did. What happened to that donkey? Did you use the jaw of the donkey?
Well, do you know what? That was funny because that was innovation. We a member of our team, I said, can you get me a donkey? She got me two donkeys from Liverpool. They came all the – and they weren't people. They were actual donkeys, you know. And we used them for our Christmas fest outdoors last year. And it was quite funny because we've got two donkeys and because of the COVID, the people that we hired the place off, they got a bit freaked out. And so it was one donkey too many. So we lost that venue. But that was fine because we had a lot of people there. We won them to Christ. And that was really innovation where we were and what we were doing. I think that's a good example.
You've not answered my question, Terry. What happened? Did you use the jaw of the donkey?
No, I didn't. The donkey was a live donkey. Two live donkeys. Kids had rides on them. It was really, really good. We had a nativity service. And then the donkeys went back to Liverpool. And we paid the man, so we sent some finance to Liverpool. We sold into the economy of the Liverpool Donkey Sanctuary. But no, joking apart, you know what I consider doing? I consider starting a family and kids event at a donkey sanctuary because you'll reach a whole new group of people. You win them to Christ, get them to church. You know, who would do that? Not many people. We've had people at the local farm, Matlock Farm Park, which is a zoo. We packed it out with people. But then we capture them and we influence them. You know, why do we have to keep bringing people to church? Why can we not take church into new different places? Innovate. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Come on, in big ways and new ways.
Mm. Right. There's a question here. How do I build my confidence up after experiencing several failures?
Yeah, I think just little by little, bit by bit, and be around successful, confident people and learn from them and catch their anointing and their gifting and character, be mobilized by them. Look, throw your failures on the learning curve. Don't even call them a failure. It's not a failure. It's just a tweak. So you're retweaking. Never label yourself a failure, because nothing's wasted in the kingdom of God. Nothing. Think about that. Fail forward into the mercy of God. Pick yourself up and start again. And start small and be consistent, be persistent, and you'll build your confidence.
Wow. Thank you for that. So it's all down again to the mindset. The mindset.
The mindset is huge. And it's often, Christians often throw the mind away when they come into church or Christianity, and they get all super spiritual, and they accomplish nothing. But renewing the mind is so important, and resetting the mind. The mindset, you know, as a man thinks, so is he. Romans, you know, Proverbs. Romans 12:2, I beseech you, because of God's mercy, don't conform to the standards or darkness of the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Then you can test and approve the perfect, pleasing, acceptable God's will, you know. So renewing the mind is so important, and renewing the mind and renewing the mind daily.
Renewing the mind.
Yeah, and being ruthless on yourself in that area. Being kind, but ruthless.
Wow, thank you very much, Terry and Jill. Awesome. Someone made a comment, the power, can we bring that comment up again? The power didn't come from the jawbone, but from the light and glory of God. It's knowing the source of the innovation and not depending on the innovation for the power.
Exactly, and I think that's a great comment, because, you know, the jawbone was thrown away, it was rotting, it was dying, but it took somebody who was anointed to pick it up, and he was anointed, and God anointed the jawbone, and it was used for the glory of God. Amazing, and it just shows you that anything and anyone can be used for the glory of God. Anything.
Thank you, Jesus. I love
that. Isn't that great news? We've all got things in us and things around us that we can start using for the glory of God. And we'll slay a thousand, man, I'll tell you.
Amen. Amen.
We'll pick up heaps of blessing, like the scripture says. Heaps of blessing into 20. Big heaps.
Hallelujah.
Huge. Above and beyond. Even bigger. Don't limit God at all.
Well, thank you, Terry and Jill. Please let's celebrate that we've overshot our time today. Let me say this. Ultimately, the innovation, the creativity, whatever we want to do, let's remember we do it to the glory.
Amen.
This is about manifesting the glory of God.
100%.
The glory of God is our aim. The glory of God is the ultimate end of whatever creativity, whatever innovation. I'll ask you to pray at this time. We've overshot our time, and we will see you all tomorrow, 6:45. Again, we start. So do you mind just praying? I know we prayed before. Maybe the Lord might use you, you know, just let's just listen and just pray, and let people just I feel at this point we should not be distracted by anything, and let's just go and listen.
Yes.
Let's go look inwards. Let's go pick up those things we have dropped before, the things we thought will never work.
Yes.
Do you want to just pray, sir? Don't label yourself a failure. Hang around successful people and learn from their story. Thank you for that comment. All right. Do you want to pray, Jerry and Jill, and then we'll close here tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you for this year, Lord, and we thank you for the things that we've learned. We thank you, Lord, that you're always leading us back into your presence, Lord. So we just give space right now, Lord, for you to touch people, for you to heal what needs healing.
In the name of Jesus.
And we just thank you, Lord, that you have put great and mighty things on the inside of each and every one of us, unique gifts and talents. And we just just want that light to shine from inside of us.
Yes.
We are not of this world. We may be in it, but we're not of it. And we're of a different kingdom. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father, that we will have a kingdom mindset.
Yes.
In everything that we do, whether it be in our church life, whether it be in our home life, mm-hmm. whether it be in our work life, wherever that you're leading us, Lord, the kingdom of God is expanding and is growing. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for Love Assembly, Lord. We thank you for each and every person who is part
yes.
of Love Assembly. And I just thank you, Father, that as they are part, that you will use them
yes.
for your glory, Father. So we just thank you right now, Lord, that you're leading, that you're guiding, that you're instructing, mm. and that you're just dropping new things right now into the hearts of,
thank you.
Of every single person Jesus. Right now who's on this broadcast.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord, that you've got good things ahead, Father. When
yes.
it's you, it's good. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, Lord, that you're already in our future. That's what it says in Isaiah 63, that you've already gone ahead of us to answer our prayers. And we thank you that Psalm 23 says that you, the goodness and mercy are following us
mm.
all the days of our lives. So not only have you gone ahead of us,
yes.
but goodness and mercy
thank
are
you,
following us.
Lord Jesus.
We thank you for your protection, Father, your provision. We thank you for divine health
yes.
and healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for testimonies
yes.
of innovation.
Yes.
And that people will begin to see what is it that's different about you, and that it will be an easy flow and an easy easy to speak about the gospel and lead people to Jesus because you're following where the Lord's leading.
Amen.
So we just thank you for that, Lord, tonight. We thank you for Pastors Worrell, Pastors Fowler right now, Father, that you are using them for your glory, Lord, in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And we thank you for this shining light. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing this Christmas time and into the new year 2022. We
yes.
give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for higher yeah. levels of manifestation of the weight of your glory, Lord,
yes.
in a tangible way mm. that will produce tangible results. And I thank mm. you that you're uncoupling people
mm.
from the naysayers mm. and the can't-do people.
Yes.
And you're reconnecting them to yes-sayers and can-do people, new divine strategic
mm.
innovative partners
yes,
and relationships mm. in 2022, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, holy relationships,
yes.
holy connections,
thank you, Lord.
Holy business associations,
mm.
holy promotions in the workplace,
yes.
in business,
mm.
in the kingdom, Lord, in unusual places, even in the sports arena, Lord, and media, in Jesus' name. By the power of God, we thank you for it, Lord. New, innovative, strategic connections in 2022,
mm.
in Jesus' name. And we mm. thank you for it, Lord.
Mm.
I see new buildings.
Mm.
Again, I just see a new building
mm.
to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it,
mm.
Lord. We agree and we decree and we thank you for a new building and even a new sphere of influence
yes.
in the university
yes.
in Liverpool.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, in new departments there,
mm.
a new ministry and business connections and with the business school there in Liverpool. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God, it'll be like you're going in as a Trojan horse. And once the Trojan horse has gone in,
mm.
for one reason, the true purpose will be kingdom stuff. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Ha. Woo. Ha.
Amen.
Glory Amen. To God.
Father, thank you.
Thank
Lord,
you.
We just return all the glory to you.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord, for Terry. Thank you for Jill. You've poured into them, they've poured out. Lord, refill, refuel, renew, restore. And take them, Lord, from the next level of glory to the next level of glory.
Mm.
With you, help them, strengthen them to grow from faith to faith, strength to strength, glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.